This podcast was originally live streamed on the Non Sequitur Show on YouTube. New episodes air weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/nonsequiturshow. Make sure you never miss a live stream by visiting www.nonsecshow.com/schedule. For the latest news, polls and updates throughout the day, follow us on Twitter at nonsecshow or facebook.com/nonsecshow. That's NONSEQ show. If you'd like to get exclusive content, bi-weekly private hangouts with Kyle and Steve, backstage access to chat with guests after shows hosted on your channel and much more, become a Patreon saint of Non Sequitur. It ensures we continue to improve our show and brings you into the process at the same time. Visit patreon.com/nonsequitur today while the limited spots are still available.
The following podcast is intended for those who believe bold ideas are righteous, unique perspectives are gospel, and strong opinions are sacred. This is Non Sequitur. Never follow. And now, here are your hosts, Kyle Curtis and Steve McRae.
About earlier, that was scheduled directly in the middle of my usual nap time. I got a little bit in, so I feel like a million bucks now. But earlier I was struggling. I was really struggling earlier. Oh, that's the beauty of doing Double duty, though. Welcome, everybody. I am joined by the lovely, the one and only, Miss Shannon Q.
Hi, guys. That title was so cool.
And another one and only, I believe is an accurate way to describe him, Mr. Rand Campbell, flat out elected. Which one would you like to go by tonight? Rand, flat out?
Just call me Rand, brother. That's a lot shorter, and most people won't stumble over it.
Okay. So, Shannon, what do you have coming up? We'll knock a couple things that are on the agenda out of the way, and then we will jump into tonight. You got anything of note coming up that you want to plug?
Mostly I'm packing because I'm going to Faithless Forum, so I'm leaving for Texas, the day after tomorrow on Friday. So I'm getting that stuff organized. But today I was just on Polygia's channel. So go check out the video that John Perry and I did with Polygia. And I was also on Godless Engineer's channel today, reading all of the reasons that people hate me. That was really fun. Did my hate comments on GE's channel. And there's nothing better than hearing John read your hate. It's amazing. It's like the best feeling. Like you're not even upset.
Absolutely.
And And I'm going to be doing, I'm finishing off my next video on the How to Be a Christian Counselor series, but that probably won't be out till early May. And I'm doing a series of live streams, including one with Ben Shetner, who is the co-host of Creation Today with Eric Coben. He's coming on my channel to have a chit-chat with me about theology. But he and I chat quite often, so we're going to do one on air in mid-May.
Busy. Yeah. Busy woman.
I know.
Well, we will both be in Dallas this weekend. I hope that those of you out there that have your tickets, we look forward to seeing you. If you're in the area and you didn't get a chance to get tickets because it's sold out, they are having an after party. So you can go check out the website for more information on that. So if you happen to be in the area, you can stop in and say hello to us. Aaron Rob will be picking me up from the airport on Friday, and he has already demanded that we go eat ghost pepper crabs. So I'm probably going to be. Yeah, I'm going to die.
You're still not going to be right when I get there.
So tonight we're going to be talking to flat out elected. Rand, do you want to take a second and tell everyone that may not know who you are, and what you do and why you do it?
All right. Yeah, my name is Rand Campbell. I'm flat out elected. I've been in the great debate community for, gosh, since the beginning, way, way back in the day. It's been a battle getting to this place right now in this world that I sit. I am definitely a man of God. I love God, love the Lord, love truth. And I thoroughly believe that this world is greatly deceived. And unfortunately, most people are so in love with this world that they just refuse to let go of it and come to the fact that, yes, in fact, it is deceived. So in a nutshell, I am definitely a man of God, and I am about to bring some serious truth here tonight.
Ooh.
And relentless.
Come all over me.
I look forward to that. And before I turn it over to Shannon to sort of steer the conversation, I'm just curious, where are you actually physically at right now, Rand?
Right now, I'm in the jungle here in the Dominican Republic at a camp. It's a very, very humble environment. It's, as you can see behind me, that's the night sky. It's very dark. I have a tin roof over me. I don't know if you guys can see. So I have a tin roof. This is kind of a very humble. There's the hammock. It's very open concept. Lots of mosquitoes, lots of snakes, lots of tarantulas, lots of spiders.
I'll tell you one thing.
It's thoroughly enjoyable.
If it starts to rain there during this show, I definitely will be knocked out because rain on a tin roof just puts me out. So I'm just curious, what made you decide to go in into the jungle? That's a very unique situation.
I needed humbling. I needed to go to a place where it was less about me and more about God, his creation, and the inner knowings that I needed to come to in this life. And in order to do that, I think you have to get outside of the distractions of the world and just get right back to where you can be the less self and more God. And so that's the primary reason why I'm here.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I do a lot of ministry here. I work with orphanages, drug rehab, the homeless here. I preach in third world prisons. So, you know, this is a nice place to if you're going to do that kind of ministry where you're going to work with others on that level, it's very good to be humbled when you do that. And so this is, for me, it's about the humbling.
Sure. Well, Shannon, I'm going to turn it over to you. And I guess let's dive into this truth that you're going to bring to us, Ran.
Yeah, I can't wait to get truth all over me. Okay. Let's do it. So how are you, Ram? We haven't talked in a while.
How do you? I haven't spoke to you. I looked at the last time we spoke. It was like a year and a half ago. I guess it was January of last year. And you look wonderful. You look like you're doing okay.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
I hope that you prepared tonight because it's going to be a deep conversation. But yeah, I'm really, really happy to see you. And I'll speak with you on a second occasion. So yes, thank you for doing this.
No problem. And I know full well that there's nothing that can prepare me for a conversation with you, Ran. I've reconciled myself to that. So you reached out to me and you said that they wanted to have you on the show and that you wanted to talk to me specifically. So that's exciting to me that you felt like I was somebody that you wanted to talk to. Is there a particular reason that you felt like conversing with me would be good? Is there something in particular you wanted to tell me, or do you just feel like we get on well?
Yeah, I think that we're compatible in communication. And a lot of times, you know, you come into people, especially when you come from my position of being a man of God and believing that this world is great and deceived, and that those deceptions are being exposed in these days. Not everybody can communicate that correctly, because not everybody is in a position intellectually to receive it, where I believe that you absolutely are.
Interesting. Thank you. So you say that the world is being deceived. I guess we'll just jump right into it. So what do you mean when you say the world is being deceived? Deceived by who? And how? In what fashion?
Well, as you well know, I'm very scriptural. I'm actually a biblical literalist. So I take the mm-hmm. Bible very seriously. I take God at his word, as mm-hmm. any child should take their father at his word. Father at his word. And when I read scripture, it's very clear. It states that this world is in fact greatly deceived, and that the God of this world is Satan, and he is the great deceiver. And so when I look at this world and just everything, I mean, there is a plethora of reasons why I know this world is greatly deceived. I mean, you look at what's going on in Hollywood and everything that's coming out there. You look at NASA, and how they've been caught red-handed lying.
Oh, goodness.
And it's interesting as well that NASA in Hebrew is deceiver. But yeah, I just see the world right now. We are coming to this place where in Daniel 4:11, which by the way means information if you type it in your phone, God said that in them days he was going to increase knowledge. And I think even an atheist could admit there's something going on in the world right now. There is definitely a big push for truth, whether you believe the truth or whether you're in opposition of it, or whether you're a purveyor of this truth. And so, yeah, there is definitely something going on. And I think that anybody that is willing to get outside of their ego, which means edge God out, come on now, is going to be able to see at least that the world is most certainly in a massive change right now. There is a division happening.
Well, the world's consistently, I would think, in a state of change. You know, as time progresses and, you know, people are born and die, the world is always going to have an evolution as it progresses through time. And because we exist as a social species and we have to interact with one another and we have different cultures, there's always going to be a certain degree of turmoil both in and outside of cultures. So I don't think that there's anything new under the sun there necessarily, like that people are always going to be in conflict. So you said that Satan is the one that's doing the deceiving. How can you be certain, aside from having read the Bible and the Bible said the world is being deceived, how can you be certain that there's some sort of deception taking place? You know, what signs were given to you? Or is it just something you were told and so you believe?
That's actually a much smarter question than I expected. That's very good, Shannon. So here's the problem that the unbeliever suffers. Mm-hmm. I take what I observe in this world. I take the information and the manner of which the information is being indoctrinated, and I'll keep that word in mind, into the minds of humanity. And I just watch how, like, look at Hollywood, for instance, and how we are seeing it imploding right before our eyes. If you watch the people in Hollywood, they are self-exposing. You can see just exactly who it is that they serve, not only in their symbolism and their mannerisms, but as well in their absolute behaviors. And so I take that in my observation. I apply it because scripture for me is my absolute truth. So you could tell me something, I'm going to always take it to scripture to see if it lines up. And there is a lot of satanic symbolism. There is a plethora of talking about Satan in music and in movies. You see all the shows nowadays that are promoting Satanism, the whole do as thou wilt satanic belief system. And then you apply that to scripture, and it just, in my opinion, which I believe is through the discernment of God, this world is absolutely aligning accurately to scripture. And if you're an unbeliever, you're not going to want to know that, because you want the world to be the way that you see it so that you can take your indoctrination and make the most out of it. You want to live in a system that you don't even know you're a slave to, because
you say things like
the system provides you enough goodies, enough opportunity to keep you out of the slave mentality. You don't know that you're a slave.
Okay. So I heard a lot of things. I have a lot of things to say in sort of, you know, rebuttal to that and in further inquisition. So you make assertions when you're talking about how other people perceive the world. You say, you know, things, you use vernacular like you want and you choose, and because of the way you look at the light. Yeah. So you make a lot of assertions that indicate that you are assessing how other people think and view and what their motivations are. And I don't think that's necessarily fair or accurate. All you really can know is what your motivations are. The initial question that I asked was, how do you discern? How can you be certain that this is something that's actually happening and not something that you were just told? And if I can take the pieces out of what you just said that lead to the answer to that question, it sounds like you were saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you see patterns in the world that align with what your expectations would be based on your interpretation of the Bible. And the example that you gave is some perhaps decadence in Hollywood and the fact that they use some sort of satanic symbolisms from time to time in Hollywood. And that aligns with something that you would see as an expectation based on the scripture. But that's also something that you would see as an expectation for people that are held to high regard, because once you're held to higher regard, you kind of start to view yourself in differently, especially when you have, you know, lots of money available to you and you can indulge yourself in things that you otherwise wouldn't have to, that we wouldn't be able to. You may make different choices and perceive yourself differently, and that would lead behaviorally to those sorts of outcomes potentially. So there seems to be a rational explanation for that. And the use of symbolism in Hollywood isn't the first time now that you would see use of this sort of symbolism. The devil and Satan and the occult are relatively consistent throughout history, through not just media, but literature before media in the consumable, you know, over the TV, over the radio waves forms were available. So I still don't feel like there's a cohesive answer to exactly why it is that we're being deceived, aside from you saw it being told to us in the Bible and make inferences based on your perceptions of the outside world. And you're a person just like I'm a person. Neither of us is God. So aside from those sort of anecdotal inferences based on your perceptions, what is there?
Well, I think I kind of get what you're saying, perception. Whereas I would take, in respects to you, with all due respect, the word perception and change it for distraction.
I thoroughly believe that you absorb cognitively. So in order for that to be the case, literally everything would be a distraction, because any perception is everything you see, everything you hear, and everything you and how it incorporates and assimilates into your thought patterns in your mind. So to say that it's distraction would kind of negate the meaning of the word distraction, because distraction means to take your focus away from something else. So that's not at all what I meant.
Right.
I meant the way you perceive the world and interpret it.
Let me just clarify. We are under a massive state of entertainment all throughout our day, throughout our lives. We start off with, you know, children's books to cartoons to television shows to movies to sporting events, even to platforms like this. And while all this is happening, while all of these events are occurring, there are agendas being played out in the world. So what you would call a perspective, I would refer to as a distraction. We are constantly under distraction. We are constantly looking everywhere but where things are happening. For instance, this Nipsey Hussle, whatever he calls himself, that was supposedly shot. While everybody was paying attention to that particular event, they unveiled 5G in major states in America, which 5G is absolutely not good. So if these distractions keep us from seeing things that actually matter, things that actually...
Go ahead. You just referred to a human being's death as a distraction to obfuscate and draw people's attention away from the unveiling of a faster internet platform?
You think it's about faster internet, but it's much deeper than that. It's actually not very good for you. No
matter what it was, a real life human being's death, you think.
So you believe that actually happened? You believe that there was
that actually happened. Yes, absolutely. I believe that he's actually shot. And
I'm very skeptical. I don't know that it's true. I've looked at a lot of the footage, a lot of the information. And nobody's ever even heard of the guy until apparently he was shot. Nobody actually ever even knew who he was. All of a sudden, now he's this major player in the industry, but nobody knew who he was. So
can we slow down for just a second? I think what Shannon's wanting you to tell us, like, what's the core? Why would they fake this for the internet connect or the speed connection? What's the correlation with that? Like, why 5G?
Well, I'm not saying that that event was specifically designed for the unveiling of 5G. What I'm saying is they use events like that to get a certain amount of population. Most of the people that I would talk to that were completely focused on the Nipsey Hussle thing don't even know 5G was unveiled in the U.S. They have no clue. So it's these abilities that they have through entertaining us. And again, I'll explain entertainment. Entertainment means to enter, to go in. We can agree on that. Tain is to sustain, detain, retain, contain, to hold, and ment, meaning the mind. So entertainment means to enter and hold the mind. And so this is what happens when you are distracted by all of these entertainment events that occur. They're able to unfold other things that are actually a lot more important to humanity than whether or not some rapper got shot in the hood. It's very interesting to me that people don't see how these distractions are literally entertaining them. It's the entertainment factor that holds us from seeing actual truths.
Okay, so a couple of things to say. One thing I would agree with, actually, is that people look at current events as entertainment, and that's not good. Like, the news media has become sensationalized to a point that current events are consumed as an entertainment source rather than for the purpose of informing yourself. That I would agree with. I believe wholeheartedly that that's the case and that it's detrimental. I'm with you on that point. Where you lose me, though, Rand,
it's not like it's an accident. I mean, this is design. This is where you have to wrap your head around the fact that this isn't an accident that these things happen. These things are by design. We live in a world.
You're six steps ahead of me right now, Rand. So we need to go back to the beginning. You're six steps ahead.
Back to the 5G. I'm still confused about the 5G.
Kyle can't let 5G go.
I just don't like. Okay, look, if they're gonna distract from an event, like what?
Wi-Fi.
Rand, what is the significance? Yeah, what is the significance of that event? Like, what about the 5G were they trying to distract from?
Well, like I said, it's not necessarily that they wanted the entire world distracted by Nipsey Hussle, of which nobody knew of until apparently he got shot in the hood. But there was enough people focused on that that they don't see the actual events. And I'm just using 5G as one event. There are major things going on that are not good for humanity and that are certainly anti-Christian, which is the number one target in today's world, by agenda, by the way. But they do these things in order to keep you distracted through entertainment and so that you're not actually seeing what's really going on. And if you think 5G is actually good, then maybe you should do a little research into it. It's certainly not good. It is a very powerful, powerful technology, and it's not good for humanity.
Okay.
Why?
I would ask that you do some research, Kyle. I don't want to be your research. I would prefer that rather than get stuck on the fact that maybe you would be in intrigued to say, hey, well, let me just take a look at it and see what he's talking about. And then, you know, we can have a discussion anywhere you want. But I don't want to be your research. I never like to be people's research. I would rather just give you an idea and then go do some research and come to your own conclusion. But yeah, absolutely 100%. It's definitely not good.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay. So I don't think, yeah. All right. Sure. All right. What I want to get back to is what I mean when I say you're like four steps ahead of me is you say that they're doing this and entertainment is this, but I need to get down to the source here in order for it to make sense to me. I can't just look at events and say, okay, they're doing something, right? Like I can understand interconnectedness and I can understand how people can draw those conclusions, right? I get that point. But in order for them to have any sort of staying power or efficacy that allows them to be incorporated into my perceptions of the world.
Distraction.
My distractions of the world. You know, I mean, your distractions aren't distractions, though. Yours are perceptions. Mine are distractions. But in order for them to be incorporated.
That's a good sound bite.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be the opening of your videos. Shannon's not being sarcastic at all. So in order for them to be incorporated into my perceptions and have some sort of staying power and efficacy, I need to understand the source. I need to understand where they come from. So when people say things like they and the reason, I need to understand who they are, what motivates them, why they're doing this, what mechanisms they're utilizing in order to enact these activities. Like those points need to happen. I just can't look at outcomes and then you can infer anything from outcomes. Like I can look at outcomes, draw a bunch of arbitrary lines and infer whatever I want. And it could make some sort of sense if I can prove that they're connected somehow just by making assertions. It can make some sort of sense, but unless you can point to something, anything, it's very difficult for me to incorporate that into my consciousness. So I guess I'll start by who is them? Who is they? When you say they, you're referring to somebody. Who is it you're referring to? You're frozen up, I think.
Yeah, I apologize. Am I robotic or is it just my end? Because it's coming through a bit robotic for me. It could be me.
Yeah, you're choppy.
You're choppy a little bit.
Yeah, it's the internet here. I don't know what to do. Let me just see if I can. No, there's nothing I can do. Okay, so I'll just try to speak really slow. And it's not because I don't think you're sharp.
If it gets too bad, what's usually in the past is you can turn your camera off.
If it gets bad enough, that usually helps.
Look at Shannon and then me. Okay, let me just see here. Give me a sec, Kyle. I'm sorry. Give me one second.
You're fine. So basically, while he's doing that,
there you go.
Yeah.
Is that a little better?
That sounds better already.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I sound better when you don't have to look at me. I agree. Okay, so
yeah.
So yeah, if you could just pose the question one more time, Shannon, I didn't get it fully.
Yeah, that's okay. So I'll just get to the end of the question. So in order for me to be able to incorporate something into my consciousness, when you use words like they, and when you say they're doing this, in order to, for those inferences, you know, those assumptions, those assertions, to take any footing with me, I would need to know, you know, who they are, what their motivations are, what mechanisms they're using to enact these sorts of things. So, but I need to start at the base level. So when you use words like they, who is the they that you are referring to that is causing these things to happen?
Okay, so first of all, we have to establish your ability to come outside of your own belief system. Do either one of you believe that quite possibly there are powers controlling those that you think are in power, like presidents, world leaders, you know, the media, the entertainment industry? Do you believe that it's possible that there would be powers behind a curtain that maybe you're unaware of? Is that, in other words, are there two sides to a coin?
I think it is. It's conceivable to a degree. I think that people are influenced by a multitude of things. I think there's all kinds of things that happen that we don't see. People are influenced by other people all the time. So, yeah, sure, it's conceivable in on a spectrum of levels.
Sure.
What do you think? Is it possible that sure, there is enough people high up at very high levels that kind of hide behind curtains but dictate from that position, and they have the money and the power and the platforms to be able sure, to, for the lack of a better word, puppeteer?
Absolutely. I think that's completely possible.
Right.
Okay. So that's what I believe. I believe that we have had some very insidious people hiding behind a curtain that are actually in control. Now, I know that you had RV on here, Russian Vids, who is a yeah, personal friend of mine. And I watched that show when he was talking about Freemasonry.
Mm-hmm.
Him, that absolutely the Freemason secret society is a lot more powerful than people have any clue. I believe that there are people in this world that are so ambitious and they desire the things of the world so greatly that they're willing, literally, to sell their soul. Joe Rogan, in a podcast, said point blank, I'm willing to lie to my mother, call the Illuminati, get the government on the phone, whoever's in charge, tell them I am willing to sell my mother for fame and fortune. Whatever they want, say, I'll say. Now, you can take that as a joke, and that's fine. But the truth of the matter is that there are people that would go far beyond what you and I might go beyond in morals and in our being. We might not be like that, but there are absolutely people so ambitious and desire wealth, fame, fortune, a place. They want it so much. They are willing. Yes, Steve, I agree. Shannon. Yeah, she's one. I would say it's Steve McRae, but... I would say that those people absolutely exist. And the people that you are seeing in those positions of power with the platform to influence and lie to us and push agendas that are absolutely anti-Christian are being controlled by the very people that they went to for this power. And in doing that, they sold their souls, not in a non-literal sense, but in an absolute literal sense, as the Bible says. So what should a profit a man that he should gain the world but sell his own soul? And I think the people that we are applauding as geniuses, experts, the most brilliant people in the world, the scientists, the celebrities, the politicians, all of these people are in those positions of power as a result of selling their souls. That's exactly
to who?
That's exactly what's being exposed in these days. And that's exactly what most of humanity is missing if they're not paying attention.
So, okay, so I'm drawing all the lines together in my head now. So I'm going to give a synopsis and you tell me if this is correct. People are greedy.
Or incorrect.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the inverse would be if I was incorrect. If you said no, then that would be that I would be incorrect. So tell me if I'm correct. If not, I'll assume I'm incorrect. So people are greedy and people are willing to do reprehensible things to get to achieve goals that they want, to get to attain things that they desire. So because people are greedy and they're willing to do reprehensible things to attain goals that they desire, there's probably going to be a group of them that congregates together, and they'll continue feeding each other and then control the world. Like, I just, like, that's where you lose. Like, I understand that people are greedy and reprehensible, and not all people, but some people are greedy and reprehensible. But I don't, the step from that to there are Freemasons from the Illuminati who are controlling everything is a great leap. You know, just because there's always going to be powerful people and there's always going to be corrupt people, but there are going to be corrupt people with no power and powerful people that aren't, you know, reprehensibly corrupted.
Right.
Is it possible that the world's just the way it is because humans are fallible and that there's nothing underneath it aside from innate human fallibility? You asked me if something was possible. Could you accept that possibility?
Well, as an anti-Christian, I would guess that you would hope that would be true.
Oh, I'm not an anti-Christian.
That would justify
you. I'm not an anti-Christian. I am not an anti-Christian.
Oh, did you accept the Lord?
No, because there's a very specific connotation to anti-Christian. I'm an atheist. I'm an anti-theist, not an anti-Christian. Absolutely not. I love my Christian friends and I love my Christian family. I'm not anti-Christian. I'm an anti-theist, which is very different. And if you can ask me any questions about that you like, but that's a very important distinction. I won't let a statement that
we're
I'm an anti-Christian.
We're gonna go down that road, Shannon. That's I'm sorry, Kyle. You were gonna say something? You look intense. You look like you're ready to say something brilliant.
Answer
Shannon's question, and then I have one of my own.
Okay.
Yeah. So are you willing to accept that possibility that the world is the way it is because, you know, people can be reprehensible and corrupted, and we're fallible and we make mistakes and we do things to each other and we treat each other poorly and we crave power, and when we get it, we do bad things to keep it. You know, could it just be that? Is that possible?
It was possible up until I aligned it with scripture. Yes. What I'm seeing happening in the world right now, the agendas that I see being pushed are absolutely without argument, anti-Christian agendas. And so I wish I could, there are absolutely people that are just nasty. I agree.
Right.
The spirit that they reside in, when they are purveyors of this nastiness or this evilness that comes out of unconsciously. But the people that are running this world, the people that you are applauding when you, you know, go to rock concerts or pop concerts, or when you, you know, watch these satanic ritual awards like the Oscars or the Grammys or a plethora of these satanic rituals, when you're applauding them, those people know exactly who they serve. It's not a blind worship. They're worshiping Satan absolutely and consciously. There is a difference between blind worship and just worship. So when Beyonce said during her time in the Super Bowl, when she had her Super Bowl halftime show, she reached out to the audience. Were you there, Kyle? You look like you like Beyonce.
No, you're just gonna explode because you're talking about the Queen.
Not the Queen.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Flag on the play.
In the satanic realm, I agree, but okay. So she said to the crowd, give me your worship. Well,
yes.
Give me your energy, she said. Give me your energy, which is, in other words, give me your worship. Now, you have to understand who she worships. She's not a Christian by any stretch of the imagination. In one of her songs, she says, I take pages from the Bible and plug my blah, 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 my menstruals. So if that's a Christian, then I'm sorry, you have no idea. She's a Christian. She's not. So to answer your question, Shannon, yes, there are people that are blindly evil and
natural
human beings. And there are those that are not blindly. They are consciously serving Satan and pushing agendas that are absolutely anti-Christian.
Let me stop you for a second. Just for a second. Two things.
There was one.
Give me your. Because The further you go along, the longer the list gets. But you said that the give me your energy thing, that is a thing of like, it's sort of like when a comedian goes on stage and says, you know, let's hear it for such and such. It's just trying to get the crowd pumped up. There's nothing more to it than that. And what would the crowd give her when she said, give me your energy? Like, what was exchanged at that moment?
Okay, so you would be like explaining color to a blind man. I'm not even going to attempt it.
Say that again. Say that again. You cut out.
You cut out.
Say that again.
Moment. It's more than her just saying, hey, pump up the crowd, pump up, come on. No. No, she was very definite in what she said. She said, give me your energy. That's much different than, come on, guys. They were already into it.
Okay, so what
they
did
were
they give
screaming
her?
That,
what did they give her?
Up the Illuminati signs? No, you're wrong.
So what did they give her?
They gave her, she was taking energy. She was taking energy in order to amplify her worship for the god she serves, which is not the god above.
So they gave her
certainly not energy.
And why, number two, why has she never asked for my energy, Shannon? I would give my energy over to her in a heartbeat.
Kyle, and that would be a very foolish thing, Kyle. That would be a very foolish thing. Your energy could be better served.
This is
giving your energy to
your
children.
You're very
giving your energy, giving your energy to other people that are in need, rather than worshiping.
That's my question.
What does you would
mean?
Be better served giving your energy to the needy than her.
What does that mean to when she says give me your energy? What are they giving her? Like when that happened, right? When that happened at that concert that night, what did the people that she was saying give me your energy actually give to the queen that night?
Yeah. In order for them to have given her energy, she would have you'd have to say that she has the ability to somehow absorb energy.
Absolutely.
And transform it into
people do steal energy. You don't know that people steal your energy? Like you could be having a wonderful day, a great day, and then people just surround you with negativity and steal your energy? Come on, of course they do.
Yeah, but there's a biological mechanism for that. So it usually has to do with increased adrenal production. You know, like you produce a little bit more adrenaline or if they're stressing you out, you get, you know, your cortisol increases and that puts a little bit more stress on your heart and your muscles. And you breathe deeper, and you start to become more physically drained as a result of that. Like if your brain actually uses a lot of your calories as well. So if you're doing a lot of mentally exhaustive activities, even though your body is in a good state, you could feel tired because your brain's circadian rhythms start to kick in, and you know your GABA production increases. So that means that you're going to start to get tired, even though you know your body might still be able to go on. You have that sensation of exhaustion throughout your body because your brain controls your body. So if it's not somebody literally taking your energy out of you, it's the activity that you're engaging in and the manner in which your engagement and eliciting physiological responses, and that exhaustion is the result of those physiological responses. Conversely, she could have gotten their energy because hearing their voices and getting excited and literally, you know, having that emotional reaction to a crowd of people loving you and cheering your name and being excited about it and having that adrenaline rush through your system, and, you know, having all of that norepinephrine produce could and does cause you to have sudden bursts of energy. Like you have higher muscle activation, your pupils start to dilate, like you actually get sudden bursts of energy. And it also has the byproduct of in this instance, she was on stage and she wanted the crowd to get psyched up because she was at the goddamn Super Bowl. It's a big event. It's like a once in a lifetime thing. I'll never perform at the Super Bowl. Thank God for everybody. So, you know, she wanted it to be memorable. She wanted it to be attached to her. She wanted it to be something that people would look back on. And guess what? She's smart because it worked. You and I are talking about it right now. And you think that she's some sort of demon that can suck energy for people. That works for the Illuminati.
Are you under the impression that it wouldn't have been a memorable event if she didn't say that?
No, I'm not under the impression that it wouldn't have been a memorable event, but I'm under the impression that her doing that doesn't indicate anything other than that was a part of, if she had chose to sing a different song, maybe it would have been just as memorable too, but she made a choice to sing the songs that she sang. That's a choice that she made. She didn't make
every singer that,
that choice. Yeah, okay. It happens all the time.
Okay, so right? So
that's like, would okay, it be,
so
would
with
it
all due respect, have you done any research? Out of all due respect, have either one of you done any research outside of
research
or outside of? I don't want to use worship, although Kyle seems to worship her, but outside of your idolization of her and what she is or what she's become, have you done any research into who she is behind the celebrity?
No.
You mean a mother and a wife?
Like
it's not in my demonic spirit.
Have you guys done any research into that, or would you even be interested?
No, I don't even know that I'd be interested. She's just a person. Like, why would I delve into her life?
Any Beyonce research, but she's just a mother and a wife. Let me ask you this. What are you implying that she is exactly? Let's just cut to the chase. The queen?
Okay, so we've come to a... We've come to a position here where he's basically confirm, for me anyways, that there is idol worship and that there is...
Because we don't want to go into our personal life?
I'm totally guilty of
when
idol
they
worship.
Have idols that they worship in this world. So I understand.
I don't worship Beyonce. I don't know what a single Destiny's Child or
I understand. I've never
album.
Had an idol. I've never worshipped or idolized any human being, any movie star, any rock star, any rock band. I've never, ever, ever had that. So I can't even speak of what that would be like. But what I would say is this, is that they're not who they say they are. So who you are idolizing, you think it's the Flash. You think it's this amazing, wonderful, talented human being. When the truth of the matter is, in her own words, she says that she can't do the things she does. She has to receive. And she says she puts her arms up and receives this energy, this thing that comes in her, and she becomes that. And that's who's and the one that's magnificent. But she says in her own words, she can't do that on her own. She needs to have that.
Right. So those sound like platitudes that appeal to how much she needs her fans. Like, she's just saying, I need you guys.
So what I'm telling you is,
energy. They just sound like platitudes.
You don't have a interest or a knowledge of the importance of the spiritual aspect of what's going on in this world. And I don't say that disrespectfully. I like the two years. I think the two years are very nice. But there is a difference between the physical and the spiritual. You guys are locked into the physical, and it's bizarre to me that you don't understand that there is a spiritual, there is a inspiration
right
going on in the world.
May I say something? I think that just like you think that we're locked into the physical, is it possible that you're locked into the conspiratorial? Is there not something that you come across that seems out of whack that you don't latch onto and think that there's some sort of ulterior motive, that there is a dark force or a dark presence or a dark motive behind.
Yeah.
Okay, so you use the word conspiracy.
Right.
I would refer to it as conspiracy facts. There is definitely a conspiracy going on.
Is that like alternate facts?
And the word conspiracy, yeah. And the word conspiracy theorist was actually, it came from the CIA many, many years ago. I think it was like way back in the 1940s. And of course they would come up with a phrase that would suggest that anybody that thinks they're lying would be crazy. It's like a husband cheating on a wife, and the wife, you know, gets little evidences here and there. So she starts to do a more thorough investigation. She finds lipstick on his collar. She sees he's removing text messages. His times of coming home have changed. He smells like Chanel perfume, which she doesn't have. And so she begins to question him.
But there's a difference between that and then the crazy bitch that won't stop texting every 5 minutes.
The reaction is, you're crazy. You're out of your mind. Why would I be doing that? It's a defense to call people crazy when they are investigating things they believe are being deceptive. Absolutely. So okay, I understand your position.
I want to raise my hand. Okay, so there's a difference, though. Like, if you see lipstick on a collar, that's something that isn't usually there. If you see texts on a phone from another woman, that's something that isn't usually there. If he's not coming home at night, that's behavior that isn't in line with the way he normally behaves. An artist getting up on stage and doing the things that you're describing is the normal thing that always happens. So you're saying that that looking at the normal thing that always happens and saying there's something crazy behind it is the same as something deviating from the normal and you becoming suspicious. You're suspicious of things that everybody else perceives that is normal. That wife in that scenario was suspicious of things that everybody else would perceive as suspicious. Can you see the difference between the two scenarios? That it makes your analogy kind of fall apart?
Okay, maybe I'm choppy and you didn't hear the full statement. I said, you know, there's little evidences that lead you to an investigation.
Okay, so what's the evidence here?
A lipstick on the collar isn't really enough because he could have, you know.
Right. He could have just brushed against somebody on the train. But like,
into her own actions and behavior.
I think we need to get Rand to refresh because your connection is getting way worse. Hold on, Rand, your connection is getting way worse. We might need to refresh. Dave, can you disconnect and connect back with him and see if that doesn't help his connection out?
I just glanced at the live chat. It's amazing. You guys are awesome. Hi, live chat.
I need a breather for a second.
Yeah. It's always fascinating talking to Rand.
I want to go through. I just want to recap. I want to go through what we've learned so far. Rand,
okay, Rand, we're doing a rundown so that we don't lose track of anything. There's so much.
We're doing a recap, okay? NASA means NASA has a negative connotation in Hebrew. Beyonce is an energy vampire, and 5G is harmful unless you have AT&T because you won't be able to pick up that shit anyway.
Rand needs some 5G right now. If Rand had 5G, everything would be better.
I don't recall mentioning AT&T, but those are just very.
Kyle's a comedian.
Those are, in my opinion, a small portion of the buffet table of deception that is occurring. First thing, now let me just, seeing as you gave a short list on what you've learned, let me just give a short list on what I've learned.
Please.
Mm-hmm. You are in any way, shape, or form under the understanding that there is a spiritual aspect to humanity, that we have a design. And within that design is a spirit, of which if you are not in Christ.
I don't believe in a spirit. I don't think it's possible.
Understand spirituality. But you understand, let me just say this to you, Kyle. You understand that the very people that you idolize, and we'll go with Beyonce, you understand that they're very much about spirituality. You at least understand that, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, and you realize that they claim all of their music is an inspiration, that it is.
But who do they credit though?
Usually. Well, they credit the small g God. They don't say Jesus Christ. If they're going to make a credit, well, for instance, Beyonce credits Sasha Fierce.
Well, let's think about this though, Rand. If there was some dark entity that was supplying Beyonce with her energy, what would that dark energy think about her praising God when she gets up on stage to accept a Grammy? Why doesn't she think the dark overlord?
She doesn't say Jesus Christ. She says God.
But she says God.
And in the Bible, it says, yeah, in the Bible.
Wait a minute. I think I do remember her saying, thank you, Jesus. Hold on 1 second. I think she did say, thank you, Jesus. Hold on, Rand.
Kyle's going to find
it. Right, if you can find it.
Is this?
That it would matter. Oh. Not that it would matter. Jesus Christ, Satan knows who Jesus Christ is.
Oh, but now it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can. There are a lot of lukewarm Christians. There are a lot of people.
So she can't win. Like, what?
Claim
can
Jesus
she do?
Christ, but are not Christians.
I can't see that goalpost.
Well, she could win if she comes clean. If she gets honest, if she gets honest, she can. But
so,
Jen, are you telling me that everybody that claims Jesus Christ is a Christian?
Well,
no.
Of course not. You'd be a fool to believe that. Then you would have to say that every single murderer or rapist that stood before a court and put their hand on the Bible and swore to tell the whole truth and nothing true, but the truth, believed in the God of that Bible. So no, there is no way that just because somebody claims Jesus Christ that they are a Christian. I am far beyond that delusion.
Only you, Lord Jesus, has got me to this point, Beyonce said. So she called him Lord Jesus.
No, that's great. She could say that. Her husband said that he gets his energy from the Rain Man. And he also says in a song, murder Jesus, murder Jesus, murder Jesus, murder. Yeah, that's, you know what that is. That's on your American money, Kyle. Why is it on there? Why don't you, instead of mocking it, why don't you ask your congressman or your senators why that symbol is on your money? I can tell you right now, they don't have an answer.
That's Jay-Z symbol, Hova. That's Jay-Z symbol.
That's not his symbol. No, that's not his symbol.
Hold on, Ren.
That's not, no, he uses it. Yes, he uses it. That symbol has been on the American money long before he was born.
I have a question, Rand, but while he's looking at that, I have a question really quick. So this has been nagging at me. Is everybody in the entertainment industry part of this? Yeah, and there's a picture of him with a symbol. Like, is everybody in the entertainment industry on any level a part of this? Like, where does it start? Like, when you're coming up through, do you have to get selected and then they indoctrinate you into it? And then you have to make a choice to be a part of this master plan? Or
So I just watched a video yesterday of a rapper who said that, he was about to sign a deal. He was called in to sign a deal. And when he got there to sign the deal, they said, you have to do these things. He didn't say what they were. He said, but they were very satanic in nature. And he backed out of the deal. And there is a plethora of people that will as well say the same thing, that had opportunities but weren't willing to go to that place. You have to do the research on this in order to come to the understanding that, yes, in fact, this does happen. Is every single celebrity, is every single idol a Satanist? Probably not. But the ones that are in the $20 million club and up, the ones that are in the highest positions to indoctrinate, absolutely 100% for sure, are at that level as a result of accepting deals where requirements are that they are involved in coven, they are involved in rituals, and they are involved in recruiting. Like, and absolutely 100% sure that's true.
So anybody who is in a position of influence where they make a lot of money.
Right. The higher ups. Absolutely. There's no doubt.
Literally everybody who is in a position of power and influence that makes a great deal of money. So it's absolutely not attainable to be on the higher echelon of society's financial tiers and influence tiers unless you become a part of this group, organization, devil cult, Freemason, Illuminati. There's just no way. There's a ceiling. They won't let you in. If you want to get in, you have to essentially sign the dotted line. Like, you cannot be a self-made billionaire with influence.
I'd like
and it's all done on levels. It's all done on levels. It's not two levels. It's many levels. Go ahead, Colin.
Man, I'd like to just dovetail on that point because I'm just gonna try to follow you here, and you can tell me where I'm missing up here. So there's a dark entity here on this planet that is going to use people in order to manipulate other people. Now, this dark entity is, for some reason or another, choosing rappers and that sort of thing, not like actual like people who have a I'll give you an example. Okay, a couple years ago was the most popular song in the country, okay, and it's by the Ying Yang Twins, and I just want to read the first verse, and these are the people that this dark entity is using. "Hey, how you doing, little mama? Let me whisper in your ear. I'm going to tell you something that you might want to hear. Wait till you see my dick. Wait till you see my dick. Bitch, wait till you see my dick." And that repeats 7 times. Now, these are the people that are going to be bringing in the dark entity. It doesn't make sense to me. These are people who are just putting songs to a beat and getting a paycheck and then throwing, you know, dollar bills and champagne all the way around. It doesn't seem like they're – what's the dark thing that they're doing? Like, what are they actually doing to harm people?
I think you answered your own question, but I might have to serve it to you in a way that you'll be able to understand. You need to ask yourself, how are those lyrics ever the number one song in this society? How is that possible?
And the
reason why is because this world is becoming morally corrupt day to day, week to week, month to month. It's becoming so far removed from a godly Christian truth. If this world finds those lyrics entertaining, then you have to ask yourself why. And the reason why is because that's the indoctrination. They want to make young people, of which I don't think you're too young, but a younger generation than you would listen to those lyrics. And that's the direction that their brain is going to go. Now, those lyrics to me sound absolutely ridiculous. But no, there is an agenda in the lyrics that makes young men and young women very sexual. Very sexual.
But now
and that brings you into marital sex, and it also brings you into abortion, which is another big problem. So yes, the agenda is you just actually identified the agenda.
There's a massive Christian music industry, like massive Christian music industry, though. So like they make huge amounts of money too. Like if you look at like artists like Carrie Underwood, she makes a boatload of money.
That this society is going to an unchristian like nation, because what is the one group that all the time and time again appears in the news for harming and sexually abusing children by the thousands? That is done.
Don't you dare say the Catholics. That's Satanism. Don't get me on them.
No, it's not. Rand, I know what you're about to say, but they believe in Jesus. They believe in Jesus. No, that's the definition of a Christian.
Matt, you can say you believe in Jesus. There are a lot of people that say there are atheists that have come out, Christian bands, Christian rock bands. There are Christian rock bands that have come out and said, we're not actual Christians. We just know there's a big market to make money. There are pastors that are actually atheists. They don't believe in Jesus. But they know there's a big market to make money. It's a business. Religion is as corrupt as politics. It's as corrupt as the entertainment industry, the education system, science. It's as corrupt as the medical and the pharmaceutical industry. So don't think that you're going to pull religion and then point a finger, because that same finger gets pointed at everything. The religion community is not exempt from corruption at all.
There's so much web to untangle. Yeah, well, my grandmother would have called them idolaters too, so I could do it.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not, actually, sorry. Even when I was a theist, I would have been on Rand's team here. They're idolaters.
Oh, they are. They're idolaters. The rhetoric that comes out of their mouths, they actually say that you can't be saved unless you're saved through the
Catholic Church. G-Man 1 and 2. Okay, G-Man 1 and 2. They are Christian. They definitely. A Christian is somebody who follows Christ, and they follow Christ.
No. Jesus said, many will come in my name, claiming all the wonderful things they did, and I will spit them out of my mouth and tell them to get away from me. You workers of iniquity, I never knew you. It's
Jesus'
a relationship
anyway.
With Christ. I can tell you everything there is to know about Mike Tyson and lead you to believe I know him. You're going to meet Mike Tyson and say, hey, I met Rand Campbell. He knows you. And he's going to say, I never knew him. You have to know Christ as well has to know you. It's a relationship, not a religion. That's where Satan corrupted religion.
How can you tell who's really a Christian?
Know them by their fruit.
What is
so
that?
How people
I look at Beyonce's fruit.
It's amazing.
That is right. That is
by no stretch. You'll know them by their fruit, Kyle. Come on, Matt.
Well, so
the horse is willing to come on the
that.
Show.
What does that mean?
Take a beating. Take a beating and take insult and mockery. A real Christian will do that. A lukewarm Christian will come up and agree with 90% of what an atheist will say.
Oh,
I'm
no.
a true G-Man Christian.
G-Man does that on a nightly basis, brother. And are you going to say G-Man's a real Christian? G-Man does that on a nightly basis.
G-Man and I have separated ways over the last little while. I believe that he believes he loves the Lord, but I think he's allowed the atheist community to tear into him so deeply that he doesn't know how to not come out in the flesh and remain as a Christian man and from a spiritual position. He gets fleshly.
Yet he takes a beating every single time. He comes out and takes a beating for, just like you just said, that a real Christian would come out and take a beating every time. G-Man does that on another day.
That's why I will say I believe he's saved. I believe he's saved. I believe he's a real Christian, but I don't think that he operates correctly. I think that you atheists are very, very well attuned to being able to break him, especially you, Shannon, with your little ways. I believe you guys bring him out in the flesh.
How do you feel about? Yeah, but how do you feel about saying that that G-Man is a real Christian? You know how the things that G-Man does and the things he says and the way that he is towards people and like how he disrespects it. Is it okay, or do you feel okay saying that somebody like G-Man is a Christian, but yet somebody like that has a heart of gold like Shannon? Somehow, G-Man is better than Shannon.
Why are you laughing? Oh, amazing!
He appears to have a heart of gold. Look, I got nothing to say about G-Man. I like G-Man. We've had our battles over the years too. He's an anti-flat earther, which makes me just want to smack him in the back of the afro. But with that being said, I believe that he believes he's a Christian.
Yet. Oh my God! I forgot that you were a flat earther too. There's not enough fucking time.
But just let me finish my point, Kyle, before you blow an artery. I think he's a Christian, but I think that you atheists have been very successful at bringing him out in the flesh. And he doesn't know how not to. He has not learned you guys enough to be able to control himself. And that's the problem with G-Man.
What do we do exactly?
What do we do to him? Ask him questions?
Video after video after video after video after video. Not necessarily YouTube, but there is a plethora of atheists that just attack him regularly, and it gets to his flesh. He doesn't take it to the Lord. He doesn't pray. He doesn't come out in the spiritual fruits of love, kindness, peace, long suffering. He comes out in the flesh, and Christians have to learn how to come into these battlefields because it's a battlefield. And be able to bring God with them and put on the full armor of God and not allow you people to affect their walk in Christ.
What do you mean by you people?
Well, I was looking at you when I said it. Didn't you see me? Look at my face.
He's being funny. I just we don't do anything, Red, but we point out where he's wrong. Like what you consider attacking him is us proving him demonstrably wrong over and over and over again, and him not learning from it or being able to concede the point despite thousands of times of being shown to be absolutely wrong about literally everything he said. His channel name is probably the one thing I can say with confidence he's gotten right consistently.
Well, rather than I don't want to, you know, talk about him. He's not here. I'll agree with you that he does say things without first investigating it. And so for that reason, you guys do, you know, have a success in breaking him. And I will give you that. You would not be able to do that to me, I can assure you. Many have tried. I have been in there. I actually was the first one to teach him how to do videos way back before he got started. I taught him how to do hangouts. I'm kind of to blame for all that. And I go way, way back in this great debate community, and I know every single one of you. I know every single person in the great debate community. I'm sure most of them are in the chat. I haven't looked.
I don't even.
You're two prodigies of G-Man and Rush. I said his two prodigies are G-Man and Russian Vids.
Ran. What are you doing?
I teach. Nobody taught me. I have helped a lot of YouTube channels.
Teach any more people. Yeah. Stop and teaching some people. Some don't. Stop it.
Shannon, back over to you.
Here's the bottom line, Shannon. I really like you. Gosh. I think you're a wonderful person. But let me just be very clear with you.
Okay.
You don't have a spiritual connection. You never even had one when you thought you were a Christian. You had a religious experience. And if you knew Christ, you can't unknow him. So I'm going to leave it there and just let you know that I pray for you regularly. I pray for you as well, Kyle. I think you're a decent gentleman. I think you're lost to the ways of the world and you are idolizing people that are worshiping Satan. But with that being said, I still think that you are deserving of truth. And we are in a time where truth is definitely being poured into this world. And it's just a matter of time before you can no longer hold on to the deceptions that you think are truth. And get ready, Kyle. Here comes your hands in the air. Get ready. You're going to come out of your chair. Are you ready? Including the very, very serious fact that we do not live on a spinning wet ball rocket. Now you can go.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you about the spirit.
Shannon's going to. I'm going to let Shannon. But I'll get to the flat earth after Shannon gets finished with her questions to you, because I do have some questions about the planet thing. But Shannon, you go ahead.
Okay. So you keep bringing up spirituality, and I don't believe in a soul. I'm very much a materialist in that regard when it comes to, you know, cognition and the manifestation of consciousness. I very much believe that it's an emergent property of our neurology, so our internal framework. I had a really great conversation with IP, actually Inspiring Philosophy, on my channel about a really wonderful, very amiable conversation about our differences in opinion. So when you say a spirit or spirituality, and that, what do you mean by a spirit? Can you define succinctly and briefly what a spirit is for me? Are you there?
I think so.
Did I lose you? I think you cut out again. Ran.
Maybe there is a God. I needed a breather.
I really want to know what the spirit is. When people say spiritual all the time, that's a very confusing statement to me. Like, to me, that's almost like a nonsense statement.
Yeah, it says reconnecting. There is a poor network connection on Skype. So,
yeah.
I need a spirit right now in the form of like Johnny Walker Black.
Right? I'm actually sweating. he talks so rapid fire, like. And I find like he's going so far past the question that's asked and down the rabbit hole to another topic. And then either you or I get
the next. All right, I'm sorry. I'm back. My apologies. So, I don't know what happened there. Okay, so you don't believe we have a soul, Shannon?
No, I absolutely do not believe that we have.
Definitely a soul. Definitely not now.
Very much.
It looked like you'd have such a beautiful
soul. Well, thank you. That's kind of you to say, but I don't believe that we have one. I think I'm a materialist when it comes to that. I think that our consciousness is an emergent property of the physical properties of our mind.
Of mind, so, yeah. You're a psychologist. Are you
still,
still a psychologist?
I have a degree in psychology, but I'm not a psychologist by trade. I'm not a therapist. Cutting out again.
Okay.
So when
let me ask you a question, Kyle. You seem like a my dear. You seem like a theatrical kind of guy. You like the theater?
I like musicals.
Well, you dress a lot nicer than Steve, I'll tell you that. Okay, so let me just ask you this. I want you to do something for me, if you don't mind, because you look like you're a very sharp young man.
Well, we just met.
Could you do me a favor? Could the two of you do me a favor? If you don't mind.
What's that?
Okay. You to point up. I want you to point up to the sky, to your ceiling. We're gonna do some flat earth research in a minute. Point
with
up
our
to the
hand?
Sky.
With
your right
hand. All right. Pointing up with my right hand.
You have to, there you go. Yeah, I'm glad you follow instruction. Okay, point to your left.
Point to my left?
Rather left. to your left, to your right. Point to yourself. Point to yourself.
Myself?
Point to yourself, Kyle.
You're not Cinnamon
not
Toast Crunch, Kyle.
Point to yourself.
Okay.
You're almost
okay. So what you just demonstrated was that it's very possible that you have an absolute disconnect to your soul. Because
oh, I can't wait to hear this.
They would point to their chest area. But it very, yeah, but Shannon pointed to her nose, so she believes that everything about her is her nose, which I'm hoping she doesn't lose. I hope you don't lose self-consciousness when you sneeze. So what you just did, didn't point to the center of your being, which means that you definitely are not connected to the center of your being, which of course is where you actually reside. That is
where you're. Where did you get that from? That's fascinating.
I know that's
to
true.
Me.
I lost my soul a year and a half ago.
I would agree.
YouTube.
I would agree. By that illustration that you guys are absolutely disconnected from your own souls.
No, well,
I don't know.
First, you have to demonstrate
that it's really that was pretty
obvious. You still haven't answered my initial question. You're really good at doing this. I ask a question, and then you engage in like theatrics, and that like, you start to answer the question, and then go so far down so many different like sub rabbit trails that are equally fascinating. So we end up not even maybe noticing that you didn't even answer the goddamn question, because the next thing you said elicits a question, and then we start the whole process over again, and there's never really a question answered. So the question that I initially asked was, can you please give me a definition of what a soul is? This.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, your nose is your soul.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. Why?
Considering your nose crunch and your feet smell, so the English language messed you up. But okay, so let me just say this. Your soul is your conscious. It's the indoctrination part of who, but your soul is operating in the world. That's where you operate in the world, is with your soul, because your spirit is dead. If your spirit was given life, of which all spirits come dead as a result of sin, because the wages of sin are death, Jesus said you can only be born again of the spirit and of water. You cannot be born again of the flesh. So your soul operates in the world. Now, true Christians that are really in Christ, when they accept Christ, their spirit is given life. And in their spirit is where the actual truth, their life is. So their soul turns from the world. It turns its back on the world. It begins to align with the spirit, which is Christ. And Christ said he is always at one with the Father. And in John 4, the Bible says that God is a spiritual being and we are made in the image of God. So your true image of God is your spirit, but you can't know that because your spirit is dead. But you really can't know that because you've lost an actual connection.
So my soul is consciousness.
That has hijacked your soul and hijacked your mind.
My soul is my physical instantiation in the world. The spirit is segregated and separate from the soul. And I, when I became an atheist, I previously had a spirit, but my spirit died. I still have a soul, which is seems to be interchangeable with consciousness. So
can I die?
Right.
And the spirit is separate from that. So where did a spirit comes in and out of you? Like, what's the good of a spirit then? Like, what's a spirit? A spirit is your connection to God. That seems just like and ether, like spirits in the ether. Where does my spirit go?
In another, when did I say? Your spirit is dead within you. It's dormant. Your spirit is dead as a result of sin.
In me.
But you have a spirit. You're made in the image of God, which is a spiritual being. So your spirit is made in the image of God, but your spirit is dead. Because the wages of sin are death. Jesus said you can't be born again of the flesh. You can only be born again of the spirit. You need to have your spirit given life through Christ.
Where did it go then? So from your perspective, nothing can die without going somewhere, presumably. Or
it resides within you. It's just dead. It's asleep. It has no function until it's given life through Christ.
Dormant.
It has to be born again.
It's dormant, but it's separate from the soul. Soul is consciousness. spirit is separate. My spirit is dormant, but I can reactivate it. But it's inside.
Only Christ can. You can't do anything. Only through Christ. You can't do anything.
So okay, I have no choice as to whether or not I have a spirit?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Go again.
So I have no choice as to whether or not I have a spirit?
Oh, you have a spirit, absolutely. You are created in the image of God, which is the spirit part of your being, yeah.
I'm sorry. Kyle has a clipboard, and he looks like he's going to have a stroke. So let's
let him go. Well, you said earlier that you were a Bible literalist, right? So that means, let me ask you, do you believe in the Trinity as it's...
Not look healthy for you. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Do you believe in the Trinity?
Absolutely.
Okay, I have a chart here that I want to go through with you, and I want you to tell me what I'm getting wrong, okay? So, here you have God, and you have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, right? The Son right. is God, the Father is God, the Spirit is God. However, Father is not the Spirit is not the Son, and the Son is not the Father. Now, can you please, Rand, tell me how this makes any sense?
Okay. Yeah. So your impression. I don't want to look at that. I want to look at you. Okay, so I want you to think of it like this. You've probably heard this before. Water comes in three different elements. So you can have water, you can have mm-hmm. ice, and you can have steam. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I want you to think of the water as mm-hmm. God, the ice cube mm-hmm. being the physical aspect of God in the flesh, Jesus mm-hmm. Christ, and the Holy Spirit is the steam. It's all one. It's all one in three different parts.
But one it of can't them exist was in all faith at the same time.
Right. One of them it was crucified. Yeah, so that means.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Christ was crucified, but again was resurrected in the flesh spirit 3 days later. Okay, so he's the only living God.
Jesus? Who was Jesus talking to on the cross when he said, my God, why has thou forsaken me? Who was he crying out to?
Oh, himself? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for bringing that up. Okay, so I told you that sin separates us from God. So he mm-hmm. always claimed to be at one with the Father. The mm-hmm. moment he yells out, Father, where are you? Why have you forsaken me? Where have you gone? Was the moment he took mm-hmm. on our sins. That was the precise moment that he took on our sins and was separated from mm-hmm. the Father for the very first time. He was separated, which is why he yells out, Father, where are you?
So they are three different entities.
Entity.
Yeah. Even the water, ice, and steam analogy doesn't work because they can't be in all forms at the exact same time. You can't be simultaneously water, ice, and steam, which is what would need to be the center of that chart.
And well, does that mean that God is sitting at the right hand of his throne to himself? Because that's a verse too. Jesus is seated at the right hand. Does that mean that he's seated to himself on the right side?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like Christians found a way to be polytheists.
Of spiritual realms by being placed at the right hand of the Father. Absolutely. They're one. They're at one. It's like I said about your soul being separated from your spirit. And then your soul becomes one with your spirit, of which is in the design of God, the creation of God. So you can be at one with God as Christ was through Christ with the spirit given life. But if your soul is operating in the ways of the world and your spirit is dead, you are disconnected from God exactly as Christ was on the cross when he yells out, Father, where are you? Why have you forsaken me? His spirit was separated because of the results.
So where's the Holy Spirit in all this? What's he doing, that shiesty little bastard?
Well, the Holy Spirit is here right now. I'm sure you feel it in some way. But the Holy Spirit is the power of Christ within us. It's the comforter. It's the discerner. It's the intercessor. For those that are truly in Christ, see, not all Christians have the Holy Spirit. Would you agree with that? Let's say the Holy Spirit is real. Would you agree that not all Christians, would you say that G-Man operates in the Holy Spirit as a Christian when he interacts with atheists that are attacking him. Would you say that you see the Holy Spirit in him?
No, I think that box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a better Christian than G-Man.
I certainly hope you don't eat those things, Kyle.
He does. It's food.
Yes.
So many of them.
Yeah.
He's going to get scurvy.
Okay. Shannon, I'll
go back
to
how I began this discussion with you, sir.
Let Shannon ask you a question. We had a good friend of ours, Scott Clifton, on the other day. And Scott had a question that I just find fascinating. And I've been asking every theist that I can. Shannon, do you remember what the question is?
Oh, is it the question about the proposition that Jesus took?
Yeah. How Rand would answer that.
Paraphrasing Wait, poorly. If it's the one that I'm remembering, it's the question is, you know, if you're a Christian and you're altruistic, would you be willing to go to hell for me? And what would your reward be for that?
If God came to you and said, you can give up your seat in heaven for Shannon, would you do that?
Right. Just like Jesus did. If that would be the ultimate instantiation of being like Jesus, which is what you're supposed to aspire to do. So if that's what you're supposed to aspire to, and God gave you the proposition that, you know, somebody like me who's an atheist but lived a great life, does charity work, you know, is a good mom, does everything I'm, you know, supposed to do, and maybe live better than a substantial amount of you know, professed Christians. If God came down and said, you know what, I'm going to give her a chance, but here's the deal. You're going to have to go to hell instead, and then she can go to heaven. Would you do it?
Okay, so let me get the question straight. Would I sacrifice my life and go to hell so that you could take my place in heaven?
Sure.
Right.
That would be me manipulating your free will. And that would be absolutely ungodly.
No, I would never manipulate your free will.
Let me explain something to you, Shannon. And I want to say that I'm going to look you right in your face when I say this, because I really do appreciate you and want you to figure all this out. God loves you too much to force you to spend eternity with him if you don't want to. And I love you too much to force you to spend eternity with God if you don't want to. If you want to, then you need to drop your ego, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, surrender your worldly admiration over to a spiritual life in Christ, that you would be at one with the Father. I'm not going to steal your freedom.
Okay. Why didn't Jesus do that with what about the people who didn't want Jesus taken on their sins on the cross?
Is he manipulating all their
freedom? Say that again, Kyle. I think you misunderstood your own.
What about the people who didn't want Jesus taking their sins upon himself on the cross?
Yeah, if that logic holds, then he's manipulating everybody's free will.
Yeah, Jesus took on the sins of the world. In other words, right. He became the way, the truth, and the life back to the Father. Right. But if you're in a town that's on fire,
what if I didn't want that?
One second. Let's say you're on an island. I'm going to find out if you do want it. Let's say you're on an island that is on fire and destined for destruction, that you are going to die. Mm-hmm. And I build a bridge off that island.
You build the bridge? Hold on, I'm not thinking about
cross
that.
Cross over to a safe place. Well, Christ is the bridge. You have to get on the bridge in order for salvation to occur in your life. Just because he built the bridge, it doesn't mean that your ego will allow you to get on that bridge.
It's not the same thing. Let me throw your example back at you, because you're the person that lit the island on fire. You didn't have to light the island on fire. You could have said, "Oh well, they messed up. I'm just gonna let this one go. Hey, there's no need for all the bloodshed, all the burning, all the destruction. I'm just not gonna light the island on fire." But no, God lit the island on fire and then threw you a bridge and said, cross it or burn by the fire that I made. So that's not fair. He lit the island on fire and then threw me a bridge and told me to walk across it, because you don't have a choice in that matter. He couldn't have just lit the island on fire.
Wow. You know what, Kyle? You said that with so much passion that I'm almost willing to believe that you do believe God exists, but hate him and have a regret or a anger towards him for the things that you think he did.
The passion comes from the inability for me to grasp the thought process of somebody that wants to or actively pursues a relationship with a being that caused the very thing that they wake up having to apologize for in the first place.
Understand that scripture defines the God of this world as being Satan, right? And God is the overseer who has given.
Satan was the only one that told the truth, that told things the way that it was.
And evil Satan is in is by the decisions, but it's by the decisions of those of us of
which yeah, I know that's what
who allowed the world to become what it is, because we choose sin over God.
Why is sin here in the first
place? You love sin.
Why is I do love sin? Yes, you're absolutely correct. Why is sin here in the first place?
That's why it's here. If you didn't love sin, then you wouldn't be in sin, and sin would not exist in your life, even though it existed in the world, of which sin does not exist in my life. It exists outside of my life. That doesn't mean I don't sin. I just don't live in open sin.
Flat
Earth. Are we doing flat Earth?
Oh my gosh. It's almost midnight. I can't.
It's not flat earth. I'm asking the question. I was just trying to draw the planet, and I forgot that he was a flat earther. So here's the flat earth, right? Okay, now you are since you're a Bible.
Not really, but okay.
You have Adam and Eve right here, right? They're in this part of the planet, right? Now, if you're God and you love these two, you have a tree that you know is going to cause all of the death and destruction if she eats of it. Why do you put the tree here? Why don't you put the tree here? Or maybe beyond the ice wall. Maybe beyond the big Antarctic ice wall. Maybe hide the tree back here so nobody can get to it. But he puts the tree right in between the only two people on the planet. Knowing she's going to eat that apple or fruit or whatever it is. Who is the more devious one? The one, the snake that just said, "Hey, that tree, God placed it here to see what you would do. It's a test." Or God that said, "Now, since you ate of that, the tree that I made, the tree that I put here, the tree that I knew you were going to eat of, now all of these people are going to have diseases. All of these bad things are going to happen. I'm going to have to create a child that I'm going to watch grow up, and then I'm going to nail him to a cross." And throw him in a rock tomb for 3 days and then raise him up from the dead. I mean, what sense does that make?
Okay. So spiritual understanding, when you've already openly admitted you don't even have a physical understanding. But I'll try to play with you.
Okay. Kyle's having an idiot.
I mean, you have a father, Kyle? Does you look like you were raised well? He certainly dresses you nice.
You cut out again.
I think he was asking you if you...
I'm assuming you have a father who raised you well, because he certainly dresses you nice. You have a father?
Oh, no. I do have a father, but it's my gayness that allows me to dress well.
Okay.
Being in the closet all of those years.
Somehow I knew that. At any rate, Kyle, let me just say this. At any point in your upbringing, did you ever do anything your father told you not to do?
On a daily basis.
And I'm not alluding to being gay. I'm saying, you know, did your father ever...
On a daily basis.
But you went and did it anyway.
On a daily basis.
Okay. So that's where we find ourselves. God was very clear. Do not
my dad
eat
didn't
from that tree.
Nail me to a cross, though, and stab me with a spear.
He will.
Bones on my head.
I'm sorry, say that again.
My dad didn't kill me and then make everybody else in the neighborhood. He didn't pass around sickness, like blankets with sickness on it, and cause disease and starve people in the neighborhood because I didn't listen to him. He said, I'm disappointed in you. Do better next time. And you know what? I tried. And that's it. There was no need for all of this. He didn't beat me around the neighborhood. He didn't punch my neighbor who had nothing to do with it. My neighbor didn't listen to my father. I did, but yet my dad didn't go around, you know, beating the crap out of my neighbor. That's exactly what happens in religion, though. We pay down the line for something that she did 6,000 years ago. What does that have to do with us? Why? Because you ate of
it. But you're still doing what she did. You're still doing it. You're still.
Who put the tree there?
You're still rebelling against God. So why should you be exempt when you're doing exactly what they did in the garden? You are still sinning. You are still rebelling against God. Why should you get a free pass?
I'm going to ask this last question, and then I'm turning it back over to Shannon to close us up. But did God know that she was going to eat of that tree?
Absolutely. He's all knowing.
And he did it anyway.
She did it anyway.
Is that love? She didn't have a choice, yep. Obviously, because according to you.
So you prefer a robotic God? Would you prefer that we're all robots and we're just programmed to do what he wants? Or would you prefer we have free will?
For a world where the Big Bang happened and we came from planet Mars, from a rock that morphed into alien little beings and became an elephant who had sex with a pine tree, and then poof, people came. All right, Shannon.
All right, here's a question. Could she have chosen differently in that situation? Could she have surprised God?
Absolutely, she had free will.
She could have surprised God.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Shannon. Have you ever you can pre-record a television show, a live event, and then on your way home, like let's say a sporting event, so you record it before you come home so you can watch it later, and you don't know the score, but mm-hmm. on the way home somebody texts you and says, the Montreal Canadiens beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 6-2, and you were recording the game and just wanted to watch it. Well, now that you know the score, does that change the decisions that the player?
No, that doesn't change the decision.
Just because you know the outcome, it doesn't change the decisions the players make. Just because God knows the outcome, it doesn't change your free will.
Well, then what that means is that she couldn't have chosen differently, though. Because he knows the outcome.
Absolutely, she could. She was given a choice. She was told not to. She was told not to. And Satan said, oh, come on. You can eat from the
past. But in that scenario, for that
to be the case,
I would have had to have come home and the score that they gave could have potentially been different in order for those scenarios to be the same. Because you're saying the score was 6-2. Somebody
told me. Well, let me ask you a question.
If I watched it and the players made a different choice while I was watching the re-recording of the game or the pre-recording of the game, and suddenly the score is actually 5-3, that then your scenario and that was even within the realm of possibility, because you're saying just knowing the outcome,
you're not going to change a live event that happened. You're not going to change a live event that happened earlier, right? Even though you know the score was 6-2.
Exactly.
Okay, so listen, let me ask you a question. If you were Eve in the garden and you knew that God said do not eat from that tree, and the serpent said, oh, come on, you can eat from the tree, Shannon, come on, you know you want to. Look at how pleasing it is to the eye. It looks like great food. Come on, you're not going to die. You're going to have the knowledge of good and evil. You're going to be like us. Go ahead and eat from the tree. What would you do? Not knowing.
Asking me what I would do doesn't negate the question. The question is, could she have chosen differently? And you said, yes, she could have chosen differently.
No, but I'm asking you.
He already knew the outcome. He can't already know the outcome and have her choose differently, because then the outcome would have been different.
Okay, I'm giving you the scenario.
Mm-hmm. Just say yes, Shannon.
For you,
I don't know.
You
didn't
tell me you're taking a bite from that fruit.
I'm a bit of a goody two shoes.
I think you would.
Maybe I would.
I think you have such a desire. I think you have such a desire to have knowledge and to be godlike, I believe that you probably would have. So I don't separate you from that thought process or from that decision that she made. I can tell you right now, Kyle,
where did she get desire from, though? Where did she get desire from? Because that's she didn't know about that until she ate of the apple. She wouldn't know about those things such as desire, envy, jealousy. That didn't exist until they partook of that fruit. So where would she get that from?
Yeah. What was she guilty of if she didn't even have knowledge?
The serpent told her that God lied.
Yeah, but she didn't have access to knowledge before she ate the apple. The apple was what gave her
knowledge. The serpent beguiled her. The serpent seduced her. So my question is,
what was she punishable of if she didn't have the ability to know things?
If you're Eve, I'm sure you've got no problem playing the part of Eve, Kyle. If
I'm
gay.
Would you have made the same decision as her?
Sure, as long as I get that big meaty Adam afterwards.
Kyle,
you are brutal, young man. But yes, okay. So there's the answer, is that most people in today's world would have made the same decision Eve would have made, including you two.
Yeah. So,
now you know why the world's in a fallen state.
We're gonna have to start wrapping it up a little bit because I know we're both exhausted. But God is all powerful, correct? Yeah, God is all powerful, correct?
Absolutely.
So could he take away my free will?
He wouldn't, but he could.
Could he? Okay, so that means he could also give it to me. Is it really free will if the, as Christopher Hitchens would say, if the boss man says we can have it? If he has the power to say you can or can't have it, is that really free will?
Yep.
No.
Absolutely it's free will. God gives free will. Free will.
Okay, that's it right there. God gives free will. That means he can
of love take or choose not him. You not choosing God change God. God loves you too much to force you to spend eternity with him if you don't want to. And clearly that's where you are right now in this fallen world. You choose sin over God because you admittedly love sin.
Well, if I was God, I'm just saying, if I was God and all powerful, what I would do is cut the heat off of hell, kick that son of a bitch Satan out or actually destroy him, take him into anything, put a closed sign down on hell, and just say, you know what, I made a mistake. All of this bloodshed, all of this hate, and all of this, my bad. Let's just all get along, and we're going to forget about that whole sin thing. But who keeps?
Well, let me ask you this, brother, because I actually like you, Kyle. I've watched you. You don't know this, but I've watched many of your shows. I don't comment a lot, but I do watch you. I think you're a decent enough human being. You're fallen, and you know I got a lot of work with you, but that's fine. God either puts you on my path or Satan forgets to remove you. I haven't figured out which one it is, but I believe that is great hope for you. I believe that you are seeking, even if you pretend you're not. I believe that you are. But I just want you to know that God will never, ever, ever, ever force you to choose him if you don't love him. He is looking for those that worship him in truth and in spirit. He's not going to force you to be with him no differently than you would force anybody in this world to be in a relationship with you that doesn't want to be with you. I would hope that you can agree with that.
Well, yeah, if that's like me going to Shannon and putting a gun to her head and saying, you don't have to be with me, Shannon, but if you choose not to be with me, I'm going to put this bullet in your head. If I choose not to be with God, he just doesn't say, okay, leave me alone. He throws me into a eternal lake of fire. That's about as close as force as you can get, I think. For eternity, it's not even something that can end.
All right, let me ask
it's you. Forever. Well, we really have to, because Shannon and I have long.
If either one, you want to close up? Okay, my final thing. I know. I'm sorry, Shannon. If you were to and find yourself standing for the very God of the Bible, would you worship him?
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't even begin to answer that, because I want to say with every fiber of my being that no, I would be too angry at the way that you know, things were handled in the Bible and the way that things were just handled in life. And at the same time, I can't honestly say that I wouldn't be so, you know, scared out of my mind that I would just go along with, you know, that scenario. I can't answer that question. I don't know.
Well, I honestly promise you that day is coming.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'm exhaling. That's a lot to take in. I'm going to have to listen to this again, because there's a lot that's, we went all the way from the Illuminati controlling the media to Beyonce being a vampire to the earth being flat to a bit of a 5G. Theological debate. And what did
5G.
What else? Oh, yeah, that's right. And somebody was killed to distract us from 5G launching. I don't words. I'm not wordsing. Just one of those things.
Well, we didn't even get to flat earth. We didn't even get to the flat earth.
Unfortunately, we didn't have an opportunity to really talk about flat earth. You're more than welcome to invite me on again, Kyle. I think you're a decent host. I'll give you that. And I'm going to pray for you, brother. I'm going to pray for you as well, Shannon. You know, I love you. I love you, Kyle. And I really honestly hope that at some level, this discussion got you to think a little bit outside of this world that has you deceived.
Yeah, it definitely made me think outside of this world. Definitely. I'm not sure what world it was exactly. I will have you back. We'll have you back for a Saturday night to do the flat earth. I'm actually kind of glad in a way that we didn't get to it, so that we could just do it all at one time.
Okay.
That was a lot of information to process. I'm going to process. Rand, do you have anything? Do you have anything that you want to wrap up with, or any last thoughts, statements? Put it out there, your channel, whatever you want to plug or whatever.
Well, I don't plug. People come to my channel because they want to hear about God, truth, and the things that I believe in. But I'll say this, that Jesus Christ is the only truth in the life, and nobody gets to the Father but through him. This world is absolutely deceived, and we are in a time of wake up and division. And I sincerely hope that somebody by this discussion. And I thank both of you very much for hosting this. I again can't say it enough. I love the two of you, and I will be praying for both of you.
Well, Shannon, I tell you what, two of you actually, since Shannon, I know you got a long day tomorrow too. I'll go ahead and let you both go. I'm going to stick around. There's a ton of super chats, so it's going to take me a long time to get through. But you guys can go ahead and cut out if you want to. That's completely fine. So I know, Shannon, like I said, yeah,
it's midnight. It's, and I have to do like a full day's work and pack and stuff because I got to get on a plane. So I'm really sorry.
That's fine.
I would usually stay. And I need all the sleep I can get because we're going to be pretty busy.
See
thanks,
you, Rand.
God bless the two of you. Okay. Call me again. Okay. You want to talk, Kyle. It's okay.
I will. Good night, guys. I'll give you a nice Saturday. All right. You too.
And Kyle, thank you, Shannon. I'll see you on Friday.
You will.
Dallas.
You will.
Yeah, you're hugging our
If I make it there, I might have to check myself into a facility.
You'll be fine. You and I will have a drink, we'll sit down, and we'll just stare at each other for a while and nod in acknowledgement that that really happened. that's what we'll do until we go to sleep. It'll be fine.
I can say one thing confidently, though, and I will look America and the rest of the world in the eyes. There is no such thing as a soul, because if there were, mine would have packed up shit and left a year and a half ago when I started this this journey. He would have been like, nope, not going to listen to these things with you. Thank you, Shannon, though. I'll see you in a couple days. This was awesome. You were lovely as always.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You as well. Bye, guys. Sorry to run. Have a good night.
Okay, let's start this. Hey, I've got you guys all alone for the first time ever. Don't get any ideas now. I don't put out on the first night. Maybe next time. Atheism is madness. Let's get this party rolling. Jesus Christ is the only way out of this prison matrix of time. Bet. Mentally diseased. Can I have a screensaver of Shannon's face floating to cool music, please? Interesting. Heavy hauler. There's a big hulking hunk of He-Man Ran. Flex them muscles, big boy. Rawr. Well, that was quite a substantial super chat. You must really like you some Rand Campbell. Atheism is madness. There's a reason why you hate God. You are mentally deranged. And Jesus said you would and hate him and us. Well, number one, I don't hate something that doesn't exist. And I don't hate you. I hate the lunacy that you follow. You, I'm sure, are a lovely person outside of that. Artisan Tony's non-existent balls. Super chat as a kind of F you to atheism is madness. That guy can go fillate a cactus. Don't put that on the cactus. Atheism is madness then replied with atheism is the result of pride and ignorance. Being stupid and ignorant these days is fine, but to many people today, abuse the privilege. Well, we just don't have time to go into all the reasons why that statement is oddly ironic, but you can start in Genesis and go all the way till you get to Revelation, and maybe you'll see why that is so funny to hear from you. Flamio, if Satan is the God of this world, what world is Yahweh God of? Is Yahweh the Satan of this world? Something about Artisan Tony's non-existent balls. And another super chat middle finger to atheism is madness and some Tabasco lube for that cactus. Once again, let's not put that the casket. That's what I need right now. I need a casket. The cactus through that. The atheist 61 the Athens 619 the Hebrew word that is pronounced as NASA or more correctly Nassar is actually a slightly different variation. And then there's the Hebrew letters, which is a primitive verb root meaning to lift, to bear up, to carry, or to take. Heavy hauler, you are having a heart attack. You can only choose one option. Do you pray or call an ambulance? Science works. Prayer, not so much. My unfinished journey. Many things happen in the world. Therefore, conspiracy. Example, the fuckboy assassin. By the way, how many fuckboys have you assassinated? I wonder this every time I come across your name. And how does one assassinate a fuckboy? I need all of this in writing as soon as you can. Because Shannon is co-hosting. I agree. Atheism is madness again. Keep them coming. I get it now. 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Yay. Artisan Tony's non-existent balls. Yet another FU to atheism is madness. I can keep this up all day, you limp noodle. Heavy hauler, was on a flight years ago and the sun was setting behind us. I saw the shadow of the earth rising from the horizon behind me and going up into the night sky. Wow, how does that happen on a flat earth? Answer, it doesn't. By the way, atheism is madness. Do you agree with Rand Campbell that the earth is flat? What about the rest of you Christians in the live chat? Do you think that the earth is flat too? Cajun Crustacean. Is Ran a flurf as well? I wouldn't be surprised. Well, no need to be surprised because he is. Xenos Carthage, it's always them. Steven Steen, is Douchey Cats in here tonight? I don't even know who Douchey Cats is. Dave, do you know who Douchey Cats is?
Not a clue, Kyle.
Atheism is madness. Jesus Christ is the door. Gareth Macau, I don't want to be your research translates to I'm going to assert something like 5G bad, but I don't care to back it up because I'm full of crap. Yeah, that was a little strange because it at the when he initially said that, it sounded like there was a very bad reason that 5G that they would want to sort of cast a distraction over. And then there wasn't. Paul Repate left a super chat with no message. Atheism is madness. How do you tell a former Satanist God don't exist? You are a fool. I'm pretty sure that you can tell a former Satanist anything if they have gotten to the point in their mind where they're able to accept certain information, like you obviously are. You can obviously tell them that the earth is flat or that there's a secret group of people that are running the government and lizard people. Just because you're a form or something doesn't make you doesn't mean that you're immune to falling for this stuff at all. Stephen Steen, why is Donald Trump's religious advisor on the show? Atheism is madness again. Entertainers are Satanists. Proof, check me out. I don't want to check you out. Atheism is madness. Here comes God rejecting peeps, NASA lovers. Artisan,
I guess that answers your flat earther question.
Yeah, he's about to land on Artisan Tony's level. Artisan Tony's non-existent balls. One more F you to that lackwit. That's so funny. Artisan Tony's non-existent balls. Paul's awake. Genesis 1:6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters and let it divide the waters from the waters. Wow, there are so many theists in this super chat. It's amazing. And let me tell you guys something, just so that we're clear. I am going to use this money on so much sin. So much sin. I mean, it's going to be amazing. Trayvon Hudson, screw you, AIM. Atheism is madness. And to which he replied, Artisan Tony can prove God, dummy. Translator Cranium, I'll make a deal with Rand. I'll lobby for removing the all-seeing eye from our money if he'll lobby removing the In God We Trust motto. That's a good line. Artisan Tony's non-existent balls. Once more from the top, screw you, atheism is madness. Pizza Person Peppers, ATL ho. Vibrantly Brantley, has Ran heard of the female artist Poppy? Atheism is madness. Vibrantly Stupid, ever heard of a Ouija board? Play and come back next week claiming the spiritual doesn't exist, chump. Well, atheism is madness. I'm glad you brought that up because we have an episode that you can go watch where we did that very same thing. We played with a Ouija board at the witching hour of 3 a.m. And you know what happened? Not a fucking thing. People moving a dial, claiming that it was a spirit. But it wasn't, because we're not fucking idiots. Heavy Holler, Them was a great horror sci-fi movie about giant ants. Jim Hill, Shannon, you're a saint. Love when you're on the show. Res Instance, God only exists in your head, so when someone claims they speak to God, including prayers, they are literally talking to themselves. Nutters. Atheism is madness. You have the spirit of God regenerated by accepting Jesus, or you have a spirit of death. Just to show your atheism is madness, you realize that you're giving. I mean, you've got to be up to you've got to be past $50 by now. You're giving $50 to the people that you claim are immoral and soulless when you could have given that money over to your side to do charitable works with. And instead, you're getting in these one-liners. I'm sure Jesus is really proud of you right now, buddy. Trevor Hudson, again, F you, atheism is madness, to which God's disciple replied right back, Trevon, I love you, friend. Eric Johnson, is anyone concerned for people in the immediate area of, that this man might be suffering from something mentally? Artisan Tony's non-existent balls. I've been distracted by that pesky work thing, but for anybody that missed Atheism is Madness Super Chat, could I get Kylan or Shannon to sing You're a Fucktard, Aren't You AIM? Well, if I could sing right now, I would definitely do that, but I can't. Heavy Holler, no evidence for faith claims, to which God's disciple and right-hand man, the treasurer of the ministry, Atheism is Madness. Fact, if you die without Jesus Christ, bad choice. Also fact, paying money to an atheist is probably going to drink with the money that you're handing him and pay really nice-looking guy male escorts when that money could have went in the offering plate on Sunday. Ronnie D, what evidence for 5G being harmful? Artisan Tony's non-existent balls. Wow. Atheism is Madness really likes filleting that cactus, to which the treasurer replies, Artisan Tony, you hate God. You might want to ask why. Heavy Holler, greetings, Kyle, from the Piedmont of North Carolina. Well, greetings to you as well. I am here in the Piedmont. Also, Aaron Bates, choice important. Love, but not love without choice. Res instance, hashtag free will does not exist. Arson Tony's non-existent balls. It's hard to hear. Aim over that cactus in his mouth. Eric Johnson, can we call him the Dominican manatee? The Holy Spackle, in the Garden of Eden story, there are two trees. One is the tree of life and the other of knowledge of good and evil. They chose the latter. Doesn't matter. God put both trees there. Atheism is Madness. Arson Tony, just because you're stupid and ignorant won't change God's plan. I love you and pray for you and will wake up and accept God's free gift, please. Also, like the free gift, I will be getting my escorts, courtesy of Atheism is Madness. Arson Tony's non-existent balls. AIM seems to love Napolitos. Hope I'm saying that right. With how much of that cactus he's got shoved down his throat now, if only he would go on himself now. Olor, if God knows I am going to have Cinnamon Toast Crunch for breakfast tomorrow, do I have the free will to have pancakes? Absolutely not. Now, this is a time where I would side with God. If you choose pancakes over Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you absolutely deserve an eternity of torment and hellfire. Sisfrido Serbia, is there atheist charities? Why or why not? Yes, absolutely there are atheist charities. And the difference between an atheist charity and a religious charity and why an atheist charity is much more beneficial is because in order to get fed or in order to get work done or in order for volunteers, you don't have to sit through an hour of bullshit sermons or listen to a preacher yell at you about why you're wrong or why you're broken or why you need help. They just do it. They just hand over the food. It's a great concept. Paul Ripe, another super chat without a message. Thank you. Res instance, prayer is an excuse to do nothing. Let me refresh because I think we had a couple more come in. Mikey, yeah, we're coming down to the end here. Mikey, this guy was nuts, LOL, godless fighter jet. Let me make this clear. After what you put me through tonight, you would have to buy me several dinners before I put out. Let me be clear to you, godless fighter jet. It will probably be 6 months before I'll feel like putting out again after what I went through tonight. Artisan Tony's non-existent balls. Thanks for reading out our super chat war, Kyle. We love you. All the homo. You're welcome. By the way, thank you once again, Atheism is Madness, for your tithe to the Church of Non Sequitur. It will go to some very bad use, I assure you. Peaceful Dusk, if God can make a vast limitless universe, how come he can't make a round earth? He would have invented science if he existed, so therefore he could make the earth round. Paul Ripe, love the crazies you bring in. Oh, reap like reap your soul. Oh, okay. Sorry. I was trying to make you give you some Spanish zing there, wasn't I? Taliesin Orbelander, if God isn't real, then why do I have a giant dong? That's how I know he's not, because I didn't get one. Okay, let me make sure that's the last one. I think that is. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Well, YouTube's greatest chat. We have been through some things, haven't we? All of us together. Like a band of brothers in war. in the trenches. Somehow we make it out on top. I don't know how, and I don't know how many days we have left. We can't be having this kind of luck all the time. Dave skirts us through, though. I believe you're the reason why we get through these.
This one was tough, Kyle.
This one was tough. I'm going to be scarred from this. Definitely going to be scarred. There's going to be some wetting the bed and tears in my pillow, but reluctantly, I'll be back tomorrow because I love you motherfuckers. Good night.